You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more.
BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and get into the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us today on the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey, everybody. My name is Kevin, and I'm also a dumb dad.
Cheers, dummy.
Cheers, pal.
The Valentine's Day episode. It's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Valentine's. Happy Valentine's Day, Kevin.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Love you, pal.
How was it? It was great.
It was great.
So good.
Made zero mistakes. My wife and I...
I gotta take out the steaks.
Did you just realize that right now?
Yeah. That's fine.
Should we pause? Should we all pause so you can go take out the steaks?
No. It's for me to forget. Now. And then in the morning.
Doing steaks but then tomorrow.
I can't. You got to thaw them the night before if they're frozen. Mm-hmm. Because you got to season them in the morning. It's a little trick I learned.
Okay. Everyone get a pencil.
You season your steaks. Write it down. In the morning, first thing in the morning. Well, I'll literally do it making the kids breakfast.
Yeah.
Or making their lunch for the day for school.
Salt and pepper.
Go in there. Just salt. Pepper.
Just salt.
Yeah, pepper burns. You don't put that on. You put that on the end.
Oh, I see. What you want to do is season the steak with salt, put it in the fridge, and that way it soaks in.
Soaks in the salt.
Throughout the
it's
day.
It's a little trick. Put the salt on, you take it out. It's like you never put salt on it. But you did.
It's in there.
It's secret.
It's in there.
It's in there. Secret. That's a cooking dumb dad tip of the day.
Tip of the day.
Steak tip. Steak tip of the day. I apologize.
So this weekend, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all you happy dummies out there, all you parents.
Belated. This is a week late that you're listening to this.
What are we even doing here?
I don't know.
And my wife this weekend is going on a cruise.
Okay.
Going on a cruise with a bunch of her girlfriends. Not really a Galentine's Day thing. It's one of our friends. Our friend Christy's getting married, and it's their bachelorette weekend is to take off on a little weekend cruise, which I think is fun. I've never been on a cruise before.
I have never, and I was on the fence, but now social media has really turned me off them.
Of cruises?
Yeah.
So
every video
you will go on a cruise.
Will we?
We should.
I feel like every TikTok that comes across, there's never one of on a cruise, it's great. It's just somebody up to their ankles in not great water.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing, man. If it's how many posts would you watch of people here's my cruise. It's great. It's free booze. Here's all these gorgeous shots.
That's what I search for.
No.
That's what I I'm on the toilet, cruise, having good times. And nothing. I don't get any good results. Stuff.
No, the one that gets sent to you is I'm passing on cruises because it's it shows the deck, somebody shooting it from inside, the wind's blowing, you got lawn chairs flying all over the place.
Yep,
that's when you're saying I don't think I'm going to go on a cruise.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah, that's what goes viral.
What goes viral. All I'm saying is it's not selling me on it. That's all I'm saying.
So my wife's going to be gone for the weekend. I'll be fine. No, I mean, I'll do a bunch of stupid stuff, but I mean, but ultimately, we'll be fine. But here's the thing:
you've got some help. You've got the father-in-law there. He can watch the Rascals.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's what I thought was so funny. Okay, so my wife and I are talking today. We're talking about like the when she goes down to the ship and boards the ship, and then she comes back like Monday morning, and she was like, "What do I do when I get off the boat? What's it called?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Well, what do I do? I board the ship. Mm-hmm. What do you call when you get off? Do you know?"
Again, never been on one. No, I don't.
Same.
Docking?
No, that's a different thing.
No, it's not. Boats dock. Don't think of that.
But like you board the plane.
Uh-huh.
You deboard the plane. Do you deboard the ship?
Sure.
No, okay. You don't. That's what I said. And we were reading about it, and I was like, what is it? She goes, I don't know what it is. I have to look it up. It was D. Oh, man. No, I forgot.
No, don't do that.
No, hold on.
What?
D.
All of this?
Oh, damn it. I can't even remember it.
Oh, my God.
I know. Hold on. I got to look it up.
You just said, do you know what it is? Not that. Maybe
no, I know
is.
Because I had it in my head a second ago.
This is wild. This is what happens. Evan just bragging about knowing something. This is what most people do. They brag about knowing something, and then look at this. Unreal. I come in hot with the steak tip. Evan tries to give us something back.
Damn it, I had it in my head on the way over here. And now I'm asking, what do you do when you get off a shop?
I can't even. When you get off a shop, you're not
can't
doing
even
well.
Type.
Get off a
disembark.
Disembark.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know, that's stupid. I don't like that.
I did
know
that.
Like, what are you talking about?
Actually,
oh,
I had
now
that.
You knew it, yeah.
Don't you can't brag about not knowing
I
it.
I couldn't even remember it. But I was like, I think deboard the ship sounds more correct to me. And she's like, well, it's not. It's disembark. I still disagree.
You get on a boat and you embark on an adventure. And now
you still board the ship.
But the boat embarks. Your journey is over. Disembark. Your journey is over.
You don't embark when you get on a plane?
Mm-hmm. No, you hope nobody farts and you watch a movie that you otherwise would have never watched.
And then you deboard.
You sweat in a cabin that's 68 degrees.
Like, while fighting for elbow room.
You stare at that no smoking sign and go, why is that still there?
So they built every plane in the 60s and didn't look back.
I think I looked it up. It's like, it's the law. They just have to have it.
You have to have it on there.
Which is so funny.
Yet the ashtray and the armrest still remains.
It's funny because like, the argument is, well, we got to have that there so people don't do it, right? No smoking.
Yeah.
But I'm like, where does it end? Is there a little light that like shows a picture? We show a picture of me like punching the captain in the face with an X through it. I'm like, don't assault the captain. Like, would it? There are rules. Just tell us them. You don't have to make little lights for us.
Speaking of plane maintenance, my dumb dad moment of the week. Can we get to that? Let's jump into the dumb dad moments.
Speaking of plane maintenance. Your dumb dad moment of the week.
Yes, it's about child maintenance. So you'll see how I got that. It's I'm disembarking from the original topic and jumping. It's time to jump into the dumb dad moments.
I can't wait to get into this meaty topic.
I brought it
back.
Oh, wow, that is a callback from the top of the show.
Go for it.
My daughter was like, just sitting there watching a show tonight. And she was like picking at her nail. I was like, what are you doing? She goes, I'm trying to pick. She was like picking at her nail, trying to rip this like it had peeled. Or whatever. And I go, oh, don't do that. Don't rip it. It'll rip. That's not good. Let's go clip it off. And my wife goes, yeah, can you go? Oh, both the kids need their nails clipped. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Man, they were like, they had claws.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And that's one thing that I definitely feel like we let slip. Could be just be me. My wife's like,
you let nails slip?
Yeah.
I feel like every parent lets nails slip because you don't know about it.
It's until like, it's like they've cut you or something.
That's how nails work. It's just like, unless they're yours, you're just kind of like, oh my God.
Yeah, I looked at my sons especially and I was like, you look like Wolverine. He goes, really? And I go, no, not in a good way.
Sabretooth. You look like Sabretooth.
You look like Sabretooth. Is that a different, is that a Marvel bad guy?
That's like the bad version of Wolverine. He doesn't have metal claws coming out of his knuckles.
He just has
long nails.
Dingy, gross nails that he doesn't
like,
trim.
He has like, I go get a manicure every week, but I also smoke a ton of cigarettes. So them.
Oh, they're kind of yellow.
They're pretty yellow.
Ew. Yeah, next time I'll say, you look like Sabretooth. Who?
Yeah. Show them a photo.
Listen to the Dumb Dad podcast.
Yeah.
Or watch it on YouTube. Here's a funny thing, though. It's like, I felt bad. My son's like, I go, you got to trim your nails. He goes, why? So that's part of it, too, that we're not well rehearsed enough to go like, these should be shorter than this.
Right.
So he's thinking like, I don't understand what's the matter with him. And I showed him mine and they were like, I'll admit, I do the thing more often than I want to when I trim my nails, where like you notice them one day and you're like, oh, I got to trim my nails. And then like 3 days later you do it because you're like, yeah. I think about it. I look down and think about it when I'm not near a clipper and then I forget about it.
Yeah.
And then, it's like the next morning I'm driving the kids to school, tapping the steering wheel, going like, I'm going to ruin the steering wheel. I gotta make sure I get home. And
yeah. Do you know when you notice you need to clip your nails?
When you're tapping your phone and nothing's happening. When you're on the airplane, you're like, does anybody need clippers? Like, no, there's a sign there that says no clippers.
That should be the light.
Yeah, because you know why? That's gross. Let's not have nail clippings all over the place.
Don't
ever. We're already coughing on each other.
Clip in a public place, full stop, okay? Because nobody can control where those go. Dude Perfect couldn't decide where those things go. Those fly everywhere.
What I like to do, actually, I've adopted this when I do trim my nails. I just go outside and do it.
Sure.
I kind of do the same thing if I'm going to shave, rather than like putting a blanket into the kitchen sink.
I do this as well.
Kitchen sink. I just go outside and get like most of it done.
Same.
You know, let it, you know, dust in the wind.
A little buzzer. Go outside.
A little buzzer. Just kind of stand
right
there
right before
in
you
the
take
morning.
A shower. Bzzz.
Yeah, with a coffee, and then you look down, and it's in your coffee.
Don't do that.
But yeah, I feel like that's the best way to do it.
Shaving outside is the best.
Because otherwise, you're like, use a half roll of toilet paper to like coat the sink. Catch most of it. Like,
you know what I'm going to get you? I'm going to get you those like toilet bowl covers they have in public bathrooms. You just put that on the sink. They can be a Dumb Dad brand thing we have, like a shaving bib.
Our buddy Alex sent me a picture one time of the thing. You've seen this infomercial for where the guy's doing the beard.
It's a beard
and it's
bowl?
Like around your neck, yeah. And then it suctions to the mirror. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do that. Yeah, that's what that is. I just wouldn't do it.
Because... you know what's going to be good about that is like their wife, partner, whoever will be in the other room and they'll just hear like, oh, f-.
Or
because the suction just pops off and then there's hair everywhere.
Right. Or this is not for us, for people that like shave a beard and like fill the damn thing and then they sneeze into it. There's hair in your bathroom. Beard hair in your bathroom until you move.
A singe into the lights.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So yeah, no, just go outside and do it.
Yeah. Go outside and shave your beards.
But only if you're a manscaping person, do that in the bathroom.
Face stuff.
You face stuff.
Only shave
face
stuff
outside.
Backyard if you got tall fences. You do you.
You do you, man.
But not if you have kids playing back there. I mean,
let's not do that.
Be better.
Be better
than that.
Anyway, that was what I brought to the table this week because I just thought, oh my gosh, it sort of aligns with parenting is so overwhelming. That's not a statement we haven't explored before, but in so many ways and so many layers, it's a cake. Parenting is a cake.
There's so
because cake is overrated, but parenting is not. I don't really know where I was going with that. Cut that. What I want is to cut like the nails. What I want to say is. Stick with me, Kevin. Stay with me.
Sorry. I blacked out.
Credit to these people that are dialed in on every moment. I don't think is there anybody that can do that? Because it's like just as well you feel like I'm doing a great job. Kids who come from school, help them with their homework today. They're doing a good job. Mm-hmm. We're working on dinner, blah, blah, blah. Their nails are long. Damn it. Something slips. Can't get it. You can't have it all.
With the fingernail thing, what's funny about that is like your son said, why can't I have long nails? And it's kind of funny because like, not trying to gender your kids. If kid wants to grow long hair, they can, you know, kid wants to wear a dress. That's, you know,
for sure.
Whoever wants to wear dresses can. Sure. Whoever wants long hair can. And same with short hair and whatever. But with long nails, your instinct is to go, I don't trust you. No, you'll scratch some kid's face. You got to cut
them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like 40 years ago, it's like, well, you might as well paint them if you're going to keep them that long. But it's like, well, you can paint them.
Sure.
You should if you want to.
Paint them short.
That's the thing is like, it's not like he stops me and says, why? I love them this way. I want to grow them long.
He just
doesn't understand the concept of like they're weapons and they're kind of gross.
Kids are bad too. Those are razor thin.
Yes, they are.
They slice.
Yes, they are. They slice.
I mean, and that's so, what babies do. Did you ever, you must have had that, like when your children were very little and they'd wake up from the nap and they're like, they broke out of their swaddle and they fought Freddy Krueger. And yeah. Their face is all like diced up. All,
yeah. You got to trim those nails.
Dummies.
Anyway.
Children. Kid babies.
And maintenance. Kid child babies. Maintenance.
So you said something about homework and parenting, dude. Who does a good job? Who does a really, really good job? And I had this thing. It wasn't a dumb dad moment, but it is just something funny. My daughter had a project that was like, I don't know what you would call it. I guess a diorama. But to me, a diorama has always been like a shoebox.
Yeah.
Structure.
They've evolved, Kevin.
Well, no. This Maybe, is not evolution. This is like backwards to me. My daughter got a project that was like a piece of paper that was folded into, you know, two walls and a floor, no top. And it was just like, just the paper was like snipped and folded under. So it had a floor and then two walls. And that was like her diorama projects. I don't know what you'd call that. I guess a diorama, but I don't like it. I want to have a roof. I want to be able to make a full, like go for it. Anyway, yeah. We had to make a rainforest. And I've talked about this on a previous podcast when my daughter was in kindergarten and we had to do a big bad wolf structure. And it was like, it has to withstand the big bad wolf. Use something at home.
In kindergarten.
And creative. Be creative with your parents. And it was like mostly like, I mean, some girl came in with like a mushroom house. Like it was just made of like paper mache. And I was like, you didn't do any of this. Like,
yeah,
you everything didn't. Was perfect. Everything. It's either you didn't do this or you should be in college. How I don't
dare you
know.
Say I didn't do this. Well, I'm looking at your nails and they're a mess. And so.
So it's like one of those things in kindergarten. It's kind of easy. It's like, I'm going to mostly do this. Yeah. I'm going to let you color a bunch of stuff. And I made hers. I mean, hers was a disaster because it worked, but it was just like, all right, we're going to do this together. Yeah. And it was a mess. So this time she had one and it was make a rainforest diorama.
Sure.
And it said, you know, to get the highest score, use multiple different materials, make it 3D and be creative. And I was just like, oh, okay. So then I was like, I'm second grade, you're walking that weird line of like, if I let you do this yourself, you're not going to get the highest score.
Oh my God.
Well, because kids will get excited about like, I'm just going to draw, right? And then I'm going to put figurines on there.
You just draw a bunch of and circles and go, these are things. Stumps from when they mowed it down because we're not respecting.
I was thinking of setting it on fire and then just like sending back ashes and being like, we need to protect the rainforest. Where did you get
this? Was a rainforest.
Where did you get this paper?
This was a beautiful ecological habitat of millions of different species that we had yet to discover. And someone just burned it down.
Mm-hmm. She did a lot of it herself, ultimately. But I did have that parental instinct of like, how much of this am I going to do?
It's
which is unnecessary.
It's
because
tough.
It's how
much of a guiding hand do you want to offer? Because... as a quick example, my daughter's doing these things right now where she reads, she's in kindergarten, and they read these little like 8 very short sentence things like, the boy saw a fish.
Right.
The boy wanted the fish. The boy got his rod and reel. Like that kind of thing. Right. And it's like, they're like, it's like 8 at the most, 7 at the most. And then on the back is like, draw a picture and write a sentence about it. And her teacher made a point to say, let them write the sentence. I want them to write the sentence.
Sure.
Like, don't sit there and be like, oh, that's not how you spell that. Oh, that you.
Sure.
Because she's like, then I know where you are with spelling.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know where she.
And?
Yeah. And I think a lot of times it's easy to forget something like that at home where you're thinking like you're teaching your kid like, oh, that's not how you spell doctor. Let's go back.
And she's but like, it's like, I was spelling docs. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. That is how you spell that.
Because the cruise ship just disembarked.
So the work that they do in class to get to that point, you don't want to necessarily undo or redo or teach them the thing that's like, well, that's not what they're learning right now. That's not how they're learning it right now.
But we're also not teachers. So we like part of it is like
church, Kevin.
You get excited about.
We're not teachers.
Yeah. But you get excited about being like, if I show them this thing, now they'll know how to do this thing.
Yeah.
But I will say, she did most of it. I was there supervising. I was the hot glue gun. I was hot glue gun.
You're a hot glue gun supervisor. Yeah, that's fair.
That's a big job.
That's a fair job.
What got us away from it was she got a 3D printing pen, and that was like, great, I can walk away from this.
Yeah.
And she just 3D printed everything. And it was, because it's a little pen that you put in a little plastic stick, and it melts it, and then it just comes out as a string.
Sort of like a hot glue gun. It feeds the stick through it, but it's not hot and sticky afterwards,
weird.
It heats it up so it's malleable.
Yeah. And then you can make anything and kind of smash it together to have it make a shape. And she did that and it went well. But it was funny because I was like, I had to push back against myself of being like, this is her project.
This is her project, dummy.
She can do it.
Go find your coffee while she works on the project.
Yeah, I had a couple coffees. We went over it for a while. But it was something to do on the weekend. It was nice. My dumb dad moment.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's just brought to you by Inconsistent Parenting, you know?
Oh, that's right. I forgot to mind. Mine was brought to you by nail clippers.
Hygiene?
Brought to you by hygiene!
So we've been noticing that my daughter's been very, like, I don't know, if like lethargic. She's still doing well in school, but we noticed she's been kind of dragging her feet and just in general, probably all the things that she has going on. She's doing baseball and swim, and we go to soccer with her brother. So she plays that whole hour. She plays like handball and stuff. So she's got a lot going on. And so my wife and I were talking, and we're very lax about her bedtime and pretty proud about that in a way that, like,
as you bring up the story about Jesus.
Well, we had to kind of come to Jesus about it, but it was like bedtime's at 7:30. We don't necessarily push the lights out.
Is that ideally lights out at 7:30?
No, it's probably usually like
stories are at 7:30 or
7:30 is when things start. Yeah, stories, brushing teeth, getting dressed,
yeah,
all that stuff. Never in that order.
Man,
but
I feel really relaxed about that. Like we're pretty hard and fast about sitting with our kids while they fall asleep, mm-hmm. or sitting in the room until they're like pretty not moving around in their bed anymore or whatever.
Sure.
Now, but we like it's like. Ideally 8, but 8:30 we're in the room reading stories.
Mm.
So it's about a half an hour or so.
Yeah, we do a little earlier than that. And what we were doing with my daughter is we would do story time, but we would also be pretty lax about her going to bed because she wanted to like draw and read. She doesn't have a tablet in the room. She doesn't have any devices.
Yeah, same.
So it's like not like, well, you're wasting your time. It was like, well, if you want to read or draw, she loves drawing. So we were letting her do that for a while, and then she'd go to bed on her own time. She's definitely starting to push it, which is kind of part of the cycle of this.
You want to foster some independence, but it's like at 10 o'clock, you should be asleep.
Yeah.
If she's not, then it's like.
Yeah, exactly. That didn't happen a lot, but it did start to happen.
Yeah.
And then it started to evolve into this thing of her wanting to sleep in our bed, but after she's already like burnt most of the night, you know what I mean? Like she's coming out at like 9:30, 10,
mm-hmm.
rarely, but once in a while it was 10:30. Like, can't sleep in your bed. I can't sleep. And I was like, wait,
did you try to sleep?
That's what I mean. Did you spend this whole time drawing and reading and then killing time being like, I'm going to sleep in your bed.
Now because, I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah.
And so I want to go to sleep in your bed. Yeah.
So it's this funny thing. We've talked about, not on the last podcast, I think the one before, we've talked about it multiple times on the podcast, that how I don't like the disingenuous posts of like, someday they won't ask you to pick them up. Then they'll ask you to pick them up from jail because you never held them. So pick them up now or whatever.
And save your money.
And save your money. They're just like, I find those disingenuous. They're just meant to hurt your feelings. And even though like you're already doing so much. Having said that, my daughter loves to sleep in our bed, and it's not lost on us that it's like that day is going to come where like she's not going to want to sleep in her bed and not like come to you for that comfort.
I know, man. I know. I'm telling you, like when I knew the day was going to come where my daughter said, like, she would ask me to pick her up all the time.
Yeah.
Please carry me. Please carry me. Please carry me.
And now she never wants you to carry her.
No, not really.
Yeah.
That's been a long time.
Yeah. Did you step on her toes or something? You should step on her toes.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Step on her toes is like a playground or a park, like a theme park. We have to walk a lot. And I'm like, oh my God, let me carry you.
I would. To the detriment of my lower
You heard
back,
it. He's going to assault his child's feet. He's going
to step on her toes. Pick her up.
He said I would. So like, because of that, like we were walking that line as parents where we go, we know we're doing the wrong thing here.
Yeah.
We're like letting her come into our bed, which is kind of like rewarding this bad behavior. And now she's kind of dragging her feet. Like not literally, but like you can just tell there's a tiredness to her. She's like her dad, like just tired, dragging her feet all day. And then it come nighttime, like, well, what if I stayed up till 3?
I really want to watch that. Oppenheimer, it's only 3 hours.
It was such a hard morning. But Oppenheimer seems pretty fun. I want to see what Chris Nolan did with it.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do Barbenheimer tonight.
It's only 9:15 right now.
So we had a talk with her. Like we, like grown up, come sit down. Like you're not in trouble.
Yeah.
It was like, you're very much not in trouble. If anything, your mom and dad are in trouble. And it was like, it was one of those moments. It was definitely a dumb dad, dumb mom moment where we told her what it was. We're like, it's going to be bedtime. We're going to give you like 20 minutes after like, because we don't do the sit down. We lay down with them for a few minutes and then we bounce. And my son, that's all he needs. Like you lay down with him for like 3 out. Like that boy just, if you've seen him, he doesn't stop moving. He get in bed and he's like, let me just hold down the power button for 3 seconds. And he's gone.
Full hard reset.
Full hard reset. It's hilarious. But my daughter is me and she's up forever. And we were like, listen, it's going to be, we'll give you like 20 minutes, but then we're going to come in and be like, hey, lights out.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, yeah, that seems great. And when your child agrees with you that quickly, that means you've been doing a bad job.
That means you've been doing a bad job for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of those like key moments where your child is like, I've been waiting for direction. Thank you.
This whole free reign thing isn't working for me.
Thanks for giving it to me.
As a 7-year-old.
So here's where like all that's kind of a dumb dad moment. But the big dumb dad moment comes in where it was like, so with that in mind, I think whether you're doing it intentionally or not doesn't matter. I don't care. I don't even know if you were doing it intentionally that you like consciously. I know that you were consciously doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're not going to do sleeping in mom and dad's bed unless you like woke up in the middle of the night and something's up. But like, we're not going to do this like hanging out in bed and then coming up and being like, can't sleep. What's going on? What's your bed feel like? Like, I was like,
you guys' mattress is really nice.
It is. But you're going to sleep in your bed. And she was like, okay, great. And I was like, on the weekends, go nuts. You know, like, but during the week, you got school. We need you focused and dialed in.
Same thing, stay up as late as you want.
No, we are going to keep that consistency. But like, if you want to sleep in our bed, that can happen. But no, we don't want to like ruin Monday by just being a mess Friday, Saturday. Yeah. So she was like, great. So cut to the weekend. And she just doesn't ask to sleep in our bed. And we're not going to push it because we're not going to be like every weekend. You know, it's just like, if it comes, it comes up. So then, and this is one of those great moments where you go, this is fair. This is the age old question right here. Mm-hmm. She, Sunday night, she goes, hey, it's the weekend. Can I sleep in your bed? And you're like,
no,
that's not the weekend.
That's not the weekend.
And it's like, no, you can't. And,
but she thinks it's the weekend.
So she was just like, huh. And was pretty bummed about it. And then I was like, and she goes, but I didn't sleep in your bed all weekend. And she felt kind of cheated about it. So
like she's saving it up or something.
So then so we had a long talk about it because she was just bummed because she's been doing it a lot lately. Like, again, she's been doing it a lot, taking advantage of sleep, staying up late. And then So then I was like, listen, it's like week one. Well, week two. Starting week two. I said to her Sunday night, I was like, or I said to the next day, because that was a tough night. So the next day, it was like, you can sleep in our bed tonight.
But
you have to go like only once, because we're replacing what you didn't do on the weekend. And you have to go right to bed. There's no like hanging out and staying up. And she was like, deal. And she did. It worked. But I was definitely like, already.
Oh, that, I don't
weekend
know.
Half in. Well, it's still
we're
fine.
We're going to need a report
it's
on that.
It's still fine because she's still sleeping. Like she's still, that's the main focus is the sleeping. It's the staying up that's the problem. So I was like, all right, fine. But I was like,
but you don't mind that she's.
We're not borrowing from the weekend if so anymore.
How do you get sleep? Is she sleeping in there? Oh. You're sleeping well?
Oh, this wouldn't be a conversation if she was like my son. She is amazing. She gets in our bed and every once in a while will say something, mm-hmm. which is like, sure, that little brain motor has just got a million stories going. But yeah, she doesn't roll around and kick and stuff. My son's never welcome in my bed. I'll pick him up from jail.
I would like to know your thoughts on this, people at home. It's not necessarily that you're like, all right, well, this one time. Because you're trying to establish, but like...
We're not breaking the rules of staying up late. That we're hard and fast
I totally
on
understand that.
Every night of the week.
I totally understand that. But what? Sure. But how does that affect your and your wife's situation? You sleep with your wife. Correct. And then it's like she gets to decide whenever she just is going to come into your room and be like, I'm sleeping here tonight.
No.
On a weekend.
I told you.
Still.
On a weekend? Yeah.
But still.
We still got to agree to it. We might be like, no, not tonight. It's been a crazy day. We've done that before, for sure. Yeah. We don't give them free reign.
No, we have a wrestling match scheduled for tonight, and you're not involved in that.
We'll play. I'm not even gonna.
Don't.
I won't even make. Don't, those, but that's what. But I won't even make those little comments.
But I do think about that, right? We both have had children.
Mm-hmm.
It takes two to tango.
Correct.
Let's say so. If she's like curious about going and sleeping in your bed and you're like, no, not tonight. Why? Well, see, that's the tough part. I think the tough part is like when and why. She's not going to understand when and why.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be hard to do, I think.
So you schedule out your wrestling matches?
No, not necessarily.
Sounds like you schedule them out.
No, because you don't have to if you don't have a kid coming sleeping in your bed.
But it sounds like you do if she's like, can I sleep in your bed? And you're like, well, not tonight. I got... The third.
No, my kids don't. My
it's
kids,
the third Friday.
My kids don't ever do that. My daughter, if anything, she used to do this a lot in our other house where she would come into our room. But it's like 5:30 in the morning. It's like she'll wake up and it's like a little bit light outside. And that's when she'll come into our room and like sleep for the next like hour and a half.
And then just beat the hell out of you for that hour and a half.
I beat the hell out of you for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like basically that means I'm getting up at 5:30. But she actually, it's really funny. Like she has done that very infrequently in the new house. Having her own room. And even last night I was reading her bedtime stories and she has like, she wanted an alarm clock so she could look and see what time it was. Not that she totally understands what time is per se. Like
who does?
But when, exactly. I mean, it's flat circle. That's all I know. If she looks at the clock and sees that it's 6, she knows it's probably early in the morning. She knows that. Mm-hmm. To which case though, I think then she will go into our room because it's like, well, I probably can't get up, but now I can't sleep and it's dark in my room. Mm-hmm. That's what she would usually say. I'm afraid of the dark when I wake up and it's a little bit too early. But like last night I was reading stories with her and then she was like, she does the thing where the kids say, well, usually when mommy reads stories with me, she sits on my bed with me. And I was like, oh, is that okay if I do that? She's like, yes, please. So she like scoots over. So I like sit on the bed next to her and read our stories together. Mm-hmm. And she has her little lamp on. Mm-hmm. And then when it's like the stories are over, I said, okay, is this where I get off the bed? Yes. I was like, okay. So it's like, I want to make sure I'm doing this right.
Yeah.
And so then I sit in her little rocking chair and she leans over and turns the lamp off. And then like 30 seconds later, she was like starting to get up. And I was like, honey, we got to calm our bodies down. We're going to calm our bodies and our minds. We're going to lay down. She's like, yeah, but it's too light in here. And the only light in the room was her little alarm clock. And she like put it face down. So it was like pitch black in there.
Hmm.
And she was like, it's too light. It's too, I can't sleep like that. I was like, whoa, what a transition from a little 5-year-old who's now like, nah, fam, it's too light. I don't want any lights in here. Don't turn your phone on either. So, which is kind of wild. I really kind of thought like it might be get worse, almost like a sleep regression thing.
Mm-hmm.
Both kids getting their own room. We might think that they might both have a real tough time. And my son especially, who was actually the proponent of like, please sit with me until I fall asleep. I don't like to sit. I read with him now, and I'll sit there for 10 minutes or so, sometimes 15 minutes, and he's kind of tossing and turning. But eventually I'm get to the point now where I think, like, I mean, what, this is enough. Like, I'm not going to sit in here for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, while he falls asleep. Like, because if I do that, then he also will really struggle to put himself to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Going forward, right? So, yeah, I sit in there for like 10, 15 minutes, and I'll get up, and he'll kind of look and see. He goes, oh, are you getting out of the room now? I was like, yeah. Good night, buddy. I love you. Good night. So it's kind of starting to work, you know, just like,
what is that? Oh, never mind. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And then just leave.
I thought I saw something move. Anyway, good night, buddy. I love you. Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting how, again, we used to be the ones, we sat in there until they fell asleep, you know,
yeah.
And then I think we just have slowly backed out of it. And that's the thing too. I think, you know, I don't blame you at all for saying like, all right, she doesn't get what Sunday night is. I get it. She kind of wanted to use one of her nights. I get that as well. But it's the cold turkey is really hard for kids. Right.
That's, I mean, like, that's why we didn't want to just like flip her whole world around. She hadn't gone all week sleeping in our bed at a point when she was doing it a lot, because she hasn't been doing it a lot.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it just kind of ramped up, and we could just tell it was like, it's affecting her staying up late. And so, yeah, to give her like this week off and then the weekend. And it was like a typical kid who was just like, thought about something too little too late.
Well, she probably thought, well, tomorrow's school day and I won't be able to do it then.
Yes, that's
and
what
then
she
I'll
thought.
Have to go another
well, tonight's
week.
A weekend. It's the end of the week and I forgot to do it Friday or Saturday. Ah, let's, you know.
Yeah.
She was thinking the weekend was Saturday, Sunday, which is fair. She wasn't thinking school nights and weekend nights, which
it's
are
totally fair.
Different things.
Even as a 42-year-old man, I still think of it that way, just hoping that maybe for some reason tomorrow's not Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay for it every time.
Guys, write in. Tell us what you think. Tell me I'm a bad parent. I love reading.
Well, there's no such thing as. Let's rewind that.
That's not necessarily what's going on here.
I mean, that's not necessarily what's going on here. Everybody does it differently. What's best for your family? But I think it's. Your approach, hadn't even considered that, to be honest. Like, letting them stay up and do whatever they want in their room. Also, I just don't think my kids could do that. I think they'd be so tired, they'd be like, I don't know what to do. I would just rather go to bed rather than stay up.
That was part of it. That was part of like what made us do that decision was we never went in there and saw her like, what are you doing? The doll's out, or you know what I mean? Like, has her brother up and, no, brother's asleep. She's got a little light on and she's just drawing. Nonstop or reading, usually drawing, and it was just kind of like, yeah, all right.
Just drawing like a circle over and over and over and over and over again.
Me with like X's in my eyes, and I was like, oh, that's, I guess my eyes are closed really hard. And she's like, no, they're sewn shut. I was like, oh, okay. So I don't know. Tell us what you think.
No, I'm not sleeping.
Do you guys co-sleep with your kids? Do you guys push against that? We didn't have an opinion strong one way or another, and now here we are. But that's parenting. It's constantly moving the goalposts and going, all right, this is where we're at now.
Yeah,
and
let's try this. Fine. If it works, if it doesn't, we'll make an adjustment. That's what it's all about.
And if you own a cruise ship company, you know, change my mind.
And change it to D-board. My wife's going to be so mad. She was like, why are you carrots and disembark? It's what it is. I'm like, D-board seems better.
Disembark sounds cooler. I disagree. So, guys, write a review of this podcast. If you guys haven't done it already, we appreciate it. It really helps push the podcast.
If you have done it, get a different email address and do it again.
Yeah, or have your partner do it. You both haven't done it.
Yeah, you both
don't
have.
Lie
There's
to
no
me.
Way.
Don't lie.
Come on.
And we're gonna read a review now. It's a 5-star review.
Oh, wow.
From 351 Windsor 357 Magnum.
Okay.
Whoa. I love it. I hope you're a Clint Eastwood fan. 5 stars. It says, my wife tries to get me to listen to serious, emotionally heavy parenting podcasts like Bad Outsides with Dr. First Name that make me feel like a schmuck for telling my kids good job. The heck with that. These guys give me some chuckles and talk about the same things. Plus, trips to the hardware store.
Yeah, trips to the hardware store.
Thanks, Windsor Magnum. Thank you for the review.
Multiple trips to the hardware store means you have one project.
Yeah, you did it. But thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for the reviews. We've got a mailbag coming up soon. Thanks to Edward Dew on SoundCloud for the music of this podcast. Thanks as always to our editor and producer, Annie, for all that you do. Evan, do you have a joke to take us out?
I do. You ready for it? Here it comes. What goes up when the rain falls down?
Umbrellas.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. More of a riddle.
Yeah, I know. Dumb dads. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.